It's Here and Now, and I'm broadcasting from Texas this week, where there's been a debate going on over textbooks. Last November, the Republican-controlled State Board of Education voted to adopt new textbooks that will hit classrooms for more than 5 million public school students this fall. They'll contain information that is challenged by academics and that critics say is making education in Texas far too political. It all started back in 2010 when the Texas Board of Education voted to adopt new standards for textbook manufacturers to follow.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Stephen F. Austin, all names you know because you learned them in history class. But the textbooks here in Texas could soon be changing, meaning what your children learn could be different, and it's causing a lot of controversy.
That's in part because the standards require that Moses be cited as a major influencer of America's founding documents. Marisa Perez is a Democrat on the 15-member Board of Education. She and four other Democrats voted against adopting the new textbooks.
At the 11th hour, we were literally handed a stack of changes that were going to be recommended to the textbooks. If we had gone by the timeline, we had probably about 3 days to review hundreds of pages of proposed factual errors that were being requested of publishers to change in the books.
Factual errors like what?
One thing that was brought up was this big conversation about constitutional republic versus democracy. And, you know, you had varying ideas. We had to decide whether or not that was even, an ideological perspective as opposed to fact-based error. And so there's a lot of communication that just needed to take place that we didn't have time for. I can't lay a foundation for students when you don't have the proper information in place. We're building our students to be productive, not only here in Texas, but culturally, globally. And if we don't provide them with the right information, we're not preparing them. And we're not just competing, you know, again, like I said, here in Texas or even in the United States, we're competing with global partners.
One of the 10 Republican members of the board who voted in favor of the changes was Vice Chair Thomas Ratliff.
We have to approve books that cover the standards that we adopt, and they have to be free of factual errors and then be constructed to a industry standard, you know, level.
But are you actually reading through the book from beginning to end and making your own determination? I mean, is this a bunch of politicians deciding whether they're free of factual errors, or is there a process to have experts look at them?
They're looked at by teams of people, both, you know, classroom teachers, college professors, political types, policy types, education types. So we've got a real broad spectrum. So I don't want people to have an image of me with my half moon glasses reading books cover to cover on all the submitted materials, because candidly, I don't have that level of expertise.
Ratliff says he wasn't a fan of proposed changes to the textbooks that would have called scientific consensus about climate change into question. Those changes were actually avoided because, after an uproar, textbook manufacturers removed the controversial passages at the last minute. But Ratliff says he doesn't regret his vote in favor of the textbook changes in general.
You know, the days of students going to a school and on day one, the teacher opening the book and saying, okay, students, day one, page one, here we go. And they start going through the book cover to cover. Those days are long gone. And so I trust science teachers and I trust parents and school board members and principals to cover material in a way that is relevant and accurate. And so I'm not too concerned about a generation of kids growing up thinking that mankind has nothing to do with climate change.
So how do parents and students feel about all this? Well, we've come to the Edgar Allan Poe Elementary School in Houston to meet with one woman, Chrissy Polidoros, whose two daughters, Peggy and Mary, went to this school. This is bringing me back to my elementary school days, just being in this building.
Yes, and try going to the bathrooms in here. It'll really bring it back.
Everything's very low to the ground. When we sat down in some very low classroom chairs, I asked Chrissy Polidoros what she thought when she heard about the textbook changes.
Well, first of all, I didn't realize there were any changes. As a parent, I hadn't heard anything about it until our PTO president sent out an email that there was a conversation going on around textbooks. And I feel it's our responsibility when we hear something like that to kind of ask the questions. So I started to do a little research and saw that every 10 years or so, we redo textbooks.
So once you found out that this was happening and you looked into the changes, what did you think?
I was a little disappointed to hear that some decisions were being made more on a Republican and Democratic basis, whereas I want my kids to just learn the facts. And I think textbooks shouldn't be interpreted by the publishers. I think that the facts should be presented to the students. Those discussions should be, you know, interpreted in class and as individuals. So I just, you know, I was a little concerned, but definitely want to make sure that our students are getting factual information and not skewed information that's kind of one side or another.
And what are you talking about specifically there?
For example, I didn't know that according to the Texas Education, I think they call it TEKS, that Moses in Texas is seen as one of the founding fathers, and that shocked me. I'm a religious person, but when I found that out, I wanted to know, you know, what documentation did we have? I just want to make sure what is being presented is, you know, proof, and there's some evidence. You know, that raises some concern for me.
What raises concerns for Alice Linehan, a mom who lives in the Dallas area, is that the Board of Education doesn't have enough power. Because of a state law passed in 2011, school districts can ignore the board's recommendations and purchase the books they want as long as they continue to teach to the state standards. As for the coming changes to the textbooks, Linehan says she's fine with them.
In Texas, we have a review process in place to go through the textbooks. It's an extensive process. Sometimes it's ugly. People from both sides of the political spectrum get into it, but we actually have a review process. And as a mom, I feel good about that process. The standards that were put in place are supposed to drive what is taught in the classroom, meaning we want to make sure kids understand and know certain facts.
But when you say facts, a lot of people would question that. They would say, these aren't facts. Moses didn't have anything to do with the writing of the American Constitution, for example. And that's one of the things that's going to be in these books.
Right, right. Well, and as a mom, and one of the debates, I guess, that's out there in what's in these textbooks is that both sides of, if there's question, if it is seen as not a fact to some, both sides need to be presented.
But the people would say, the people who disagree with you would say, it's not a question. This is a fact. And you're just questioning a fact that exists because you don't agree with it.
I guess everything is relative, isn't it, to what a person's belief system is. And that's why there is that review process in place for those standards.
Do you think textbooks should teach evolution?
I think it's not textbooks that are teaching anything. It's teachers.
But do you think that the textbooks that the teachers use should be teaching evolution?
I think that if there is a question, whether it's evolution, creationism, whatever, that both sides should be presented.
I asked Peggy and Mary Polidoros, the two children of the Houston mom we heard from earlier, what they think of the textbooks.
I think I do take the textbooks as something factual. I know that when I use them in class, I'm really looking for my information that I'm going to be using. But my school is now a lot more online. We have our own laptops now. So I haven't had to use the textbooks as much this year. So I think that there is a truth to the fact that we do get a lot of our information elsewhere. But I think textbooks should also be, of course, factual.
What about you, Mary? What do you think?
I have been using textbooks this year, and I have been getting my information. But I haven't been using textbooks a lot, so I get the information elsewhere instead of textbooks.
Like, where do you go for information?
I go online, or my teacher gives us handouts with information on it.
But when you read something in a textbook, do you take that as this is undisputed fact?
Yes. You use the information in the textbook. I know it's true. So, yeah.
And Peggy?
Yeah, I think what I am reading should be a fact. If it's not, I think that's a problem.
So, what does all this mean if you live outside of Texas? Well, because Texas has so many students and orders so many textbooks, some other states end up using the textbooks that the Texas Board of Education approves. And board member Marisa Perez says the whole controversy has not helped the Texas brand.
Oh, gosh. I have to tell you, you know, I travel, you know, sometimes out of state for conferences, and I'll mention that I'm on the State Board of Education, you get the look, almost a look of disgust sometimes. And it's really hard because the board is definitely a different board than it was back in 2010 when the standards were set for this particular topic for social studies. We still have a lot to work through, but I think that, you know, what we need to do is just remember that the focus is the students. Inclusion is important. We are a very diverse culture, and we need to embrace that. Not everybody is Christian. Not everybody leans politically in one way or the other, and we need to be responsible for all of our not only students, but all of the citizens in Texas and across the nation.
And you don't think that the board is doing that right now?
Sometimes we make decisions that are not in support of that, I don't think.
Her Republican colleague Thomas Ratliff will agree with her on one thing. The whole process has gotten too political. He says the board's number one priority should be returning its focus to education and not politics.